Never Too Old, a new love story by Dame Sylvie Crin, author of Heir of Sorrows and Duchess of Hearts.
The story so far: multi-millionaire media mogul Rupert Murdoch has to face a hostile board meeting of his company in the US. Can he survive?
You listen to me, Rupert!
Wendy broke off from her martial arts practice to advise her elderly husband, who was nodding off gently in his chair over a file marked News Corp Results for Dummies, given to him by his loyal son, James.
You know wally about shareholders, old man. Anyone cause trouble, the answer to me.
And with that, Wendy attacked a Ming Campbell dynasty lacquered wooden cabinet with a flurry of expert kicks and blows, reducing it to matchwood before his eyes.
Geez, Wendy! I appreciate your concern, but there's no need to smash up the bloody apartment!
But there was no arguing with his beloved crouching tiger, whose eyes blazed as she retorted,
No need for dim son James and Frusy Rebecca to smash up her bloody company!
All right, my little cashew chicken,
soothed the octogenarian Aussie tycoon as he saw Wendy's gaze light on his prized stuffed duck-billed platypus, a gift from the grateful staff of his first newspaper, the Goolagong Herald, shortly before he had it closed down.
I'll sort it out,
promised Rupert, as he was asked about the British phone hacking scandal yet again by one of News Corp's major shareholders, Hiram J. Fickleberger III.
So you say, Mr. Murdoch, but when and how?
Responded the aggressive American with a tone of deep distrust. Rupert felt tired. This was not going well. Perhaps he should have brought Wendy along after all, and he allowed himself a reverie in which his hidden dragon lady took a well-aimed kick at Fickleberger's fat head.
Mr. Murdoch.
Rupert was jolted back into the reality of the present, where he was still being questioned by the inquisitive investor from the Idaho Trust Management Group.
Can you give us one reason why you should remain as chairman and chief executive of News Corp?
The aging global tycoon paused for what seemed like an hour as he shuffled through the file on his desk. Then he found what he was looking for.
Yes, mate. I'll give you 2.7 billion reasons. That's the bloody profit in dollars this year. So let's not have any more crap about moral objections, shall we?
After a short interval, the board decided unanimously to endorse Rupert Murdoch in his current position for the foreseeable future. As the chief of the worldwide conglomerate said to himself as he left the boardroom,
Easy as piss. Yep, it was easy as piss, Wend.
Rupert announced as he strode back into his New York apartment, a spring in his step, as he hastened to tell his Ekfu young bride of his triumph.
I told them they would take the company over my dead body.
Wendy exploded.
Not dead body yet, Lupa. You saw everything out first, okay? Then we see.
To be continued.